This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
I'm Mitch. I'm from Malaysia. I'm here because this is where my family is, the community.
What are human rights like for queer communities in Malaysia?
You heard my laughter? When they say there are human rights, you know when they say walk the talk? They don't walk the talk. There's a lot of discrimination, especially against the LGBT community. Lots. And I am very disappointed and very perplexed on how they see the LGBT community. I mean, maybe they think that we're not human.
What kind of discrimination? Do you have examples?
Yeah, like recently, one of our gay friends came out in a video that's called I'm Gay, I'm Okay. Right? Have you heard about it? Yep. And then when it was on YouTube, it was flooded with messages, even death threats. And the government did not do anything about it. Instead, what they did was to condemn the person, the gay man that did the video, for outing himself. You know, so instead of saying to the others that threatened him and said, you know, you shouldn't do that just because he's gay, but the government condemned the gay guy. So I am very perplexed and disappointed with the stand of the government in that aspect.
How did he handle all that negative publicity?
Well, the last time when I met him, it was very... the video has been pulled out, okay? And it was very difficult for him to smoothen things out with his parents. Other than that, he needed a lot of support from the community. Yeah.
What about your own experience in Malaysia?
Well, I think maybe because I don't care what people say. So even if I'm walking and they just said, look, queer, and I just walk away because you know what? It's my life and no one has got the right to dictate who and what I am. Yep. And so that's why I feel at home amongst the community here, amongst the family here.
Had you ever been to a conference like this before?
Not for the LGBT community. I've been for the HIV and AIDS, but not for the LGBT. This is my first time.
And what is the best part about the conference so far?
A lot of networking, a lot of sharing of information. I think my main interest of being here is to learn on best practices from other countries, which I can then practice it over at my place.
Are you part of any support or queer LGBT organization in Malaysia?
I am working with an NGO, CBO. It's called PT Foundation, or otherwise known before as Pink Triangle. Does that say it?
And what does that do?
Well, we are into HIV and AIDS prevention. HIV and AIDS prevention amongst the 5 marginalized communities, which are the MSM, men having sex with men, the drug users, the sex workers, the transgenders, and also people living with HIV themselves. So it's because of our situation in Malaysia, so it's more about HIV and AIDS instead of advocating for gender and sexuality rights. Yeah.
What are the biggest challenges you face in Malaysia when it comes to gay and lesbian issues?
The challenges. Almost everywhere there is always denial on the existence of the LGBT communities. Yeah, it's like, as long as you don't shove it to my face, I'm okay with that. You know, if you're gay, okay, fine, be gay behind closed doors. Don't come out and just shove it to my face and say that you're gay. That I cannot accept. That's the kind of mentality that they have. I mean, maybe I'm talking through experience, and I may not be talking for all, but how I experience the situation is that's how it is.
So there is some tolerance.
Well, tolerance, yes. There is some tolerance. But you know what? They've got this, I think they've got this group mob mentality. If one says, let's kill the gays, they all will kill the gays.
What do you think would have to happen in Malaysia for things to change, for things to be a bit more accepting?
Wow, that's a long journey. I think what should happen is the change of mindset. Yeah, but it's got to start both ways, whether it's from top and bottom, it's got to start simultaneously, because if it starts from the bottom and the top don't change their mindset, it's not going to make a difference, right? It's a long, long journey, and I dread to think about it.
If somebody is listening to this in 30 years' time, what would you like to say to them?
I would say, and is the person, are they gay? Are they from? Okay, I'm just going to say, is life any much better then?
Do you think it will be?
Really? I really, really hope so. But you know what? People always say there's no hope. You have to act on it. So.
Well, that's right. How do you translate the words that we hear on this conference into actions? What will you do when you get back home?
Well, what I have to do, for example, I've been listening a lot about what's the best practices and all that. So I just have to put it into practice at my organization. For example, on how they have dialogues. Instead of looking at it from my perspective, I should be looking at it from the other side. And maybe I'll be able to understand them and interpret it to them so that they are able to understand what I'm saying. Yeah.